The number 9 Cam Cougars came out ready to play on the night with a ton of energy. This was a crucial game for Cam to get back on their feet after their 57-52 loss to Woodbine on Monday. Head coach Joe Wolm was impressed by his team's 72-29 win over Boyer Valley and only hopes for his team to keep up their momentum through a tough stretch of games.
That's good, and that's exactly what we talked about pregame. Like, we got to come out with some energy, you know, flush last night and set the tone for the rest of the week. Now we play Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We got to do the same thing. Got to bring a lot of energy. We know girls are going to be tired. We get that, but we got to bring energy.
Eva Stephenson was the player of the game and leader on the night with 32 points and 11 rebounds in a game where she just continued to find the open lanes. You cannot forget about her defensive presence as she was one of the top players on the floor in block shots and steals for the Cougars.
Yeah, I thought she was more aggressive tonight, taking the ball to the basket. That's what we need out of her. And then she can, at the same time, she can also create for everybody else. She had a couple great passes tonight as well. She kind of does everything for us. Not only when she's a good basketball player, but she also makes everyone else around her better.
Cam saw a lot of success out of their freshman as well, with Ada Hansen leading the way on the scoring end with 13 points, 9 of which came in the first half. She continues to be a spark both on the floor and off the floor for this Cougars team.
A huge spark plug off the bench. Ada and the rest of our freshmen are just continuing to grow and get more and more comfortable, and it's going to be huge for us as we head towards that postseason run.
Meredith Rich also had a big impact on the night with 11 points. Kira Nichols knocked down 4 points beside Eileen Gundy and Carly Dennis with 3 each. Gracie Ventiger finished off scoring for the Cougars with 2 on the night. For Boyer Valley, they were led on the night by Jenna Mitchell and Celia Sullivan, who put down 7 points each. Maria Falcana had an offensive second half with 6 points, while Ava Klinker and Laura Malone had 4 and 3 points respectively. The Cougars will be taking off tomorrow to prepare for a 3-game stretch on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This game is huge in bringing them the momentum that they needed to be successful in their next 3 road games.
We're going to take a mental day and watch that Stanton film and give their legs a rest and get ready to go for 3 in a row. Then we're off Sunday and we turn around and play Monday, Tuesday.
Cam returns on Thursday when they take on Stanton on the road with an opening tip-off at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.